interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
At what point does the couple under the bridge have to declare residency? I mean, they're moving furniture in now.
They have
there's chairs, there's a mattress.
There's like a front porch they have now. So they can sit out.
Does that have to legally become an address at some
right?
point? Come on, everybody.
What the hell?
They're really moving really right in.
I mean, I hate that anybody is homeless, but
same.
That's not the answer. You don't get to do that.
You can't just build a campsite behind a dumpster under a bridge, I guess.
If I got a fork over $1,000 a month, you'd have to do something.
Exactly, Katie. It's not a bridge house. It's a bridge home. They're making it
That's true. That's true.
Making it a home.
I never really thought about it like that.
This happens once a year in that specific area, and it's always a different group that moves in. They're like settlers that find a new plot of land, and they start to, make
it. Because it's a good
it's
spot.
It's a good spot.
It's
I don't
a very
deny that.
Good spot.
I do not deny that. Coverage on three sides.
You really are kind of tucked away.
Uh-huh.
You're not, other than the extreme eyesore, and then when you throw garbage everywhere and scream, you're not bothering anybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Other than those things. So I can see why they would, but that's a walkway.
Yeah.
But okay.
Sugar is right. They're going to get ready to raise their family in there. They got a baby on the way.
I think I saw a bassinet.
There is.
No,
yeah.
There is a baby's car seat over there. I'm pretty sure.
Yes, there always
There's
is.
There's always
there
a baby's
always
car
is.
Seat.
Always, there always is.
Yep. I'm like, oh, they definitely stole that.
So we'll watch. So we'll keep an eye on that for you, folks. As it inevitably usually lands in. They build their residency.
Yep.
They or someone else will light it on fire. The fire department will have to come, and then there'll be a big clear out, and we'll start fresh again. Yep.
Or the second, where some poor city workers have to come over and throw everything away in the dumpster, and they have to touch everything. Those poor guys.
Just don't get pumped, fellas. Please be careful over there.
Oh, anytime I see anybody doing anything over there, I always am like, hey, heads
just be
up.
Careful, please.
Well, I remember it was a couple years ago, right when they did this whole thing, and then there was like, they would send like 8 people over here to, clean up and make it look nice. And I remember telling one of them once, hey, heads up, because he was just picking up trash with his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he just jumped back and he was like, no one ever told me there's no needles here.
Really?
I was like, yeah, man.
Bro.
All over. He goes, no one, hey, there's needles over here.
Yes.
And they're like,
careful.
Oh, yeah, you should wear gloves.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm wearing gloves. That's not the point.
Because it's the post-winter, the under the bridge here, under the bridge on here.
Yep.
There's a lot of just like garbage.
Yes.
Which is either placed there or blown there over the winter or plowed into there over the winter.
Yeah.
And then when the snow melts, it's all revealed.
Yep.
So it looks like a disaster.
Yep.
So I think the usual bridge area is not really inhabitable right now because of all the garbage. So they've moved to that area.
They're there, yes. And
I hate that anyone's unhoused. It's terrible and sad. But I just, I don't think you need to build the campsite by our parking lot.
I wouldn't mind if it wasn't all the garbage.
If you were just neater about it,
I wouldn't
care. You do
but
you, bud.
The city just spent forever cleaning this up, and they've already, it's trash down here again.
And it wasn't even the city, it was volunteers in the whole cleanup weekend.
It was trash down here, and it's not from that's the city. No, that's people being... As people being buttholes.
Being selfish. Yeah, they climbed into, there was three people in our dumpster on Friday, and Cody had to yell at them because they weren't just in the dumpster, they were ripping bags open and throwing garbage everywhere.
You're
crossing an unspoken line, guys.
They take it out and they pull it underneath to the CSX bridge and then just rip it open
and
dump it out. And then just leave it. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I don't care that you're in the dumpster.
No,
there's an unspoken rule. You can be in the dumpster.
Yeah.
If you find something of value, take it with you.
You're not gonna.
But don't. You're not gonna.
I could have told you there's nothing in there.
But start polluting and making a mess. A couple old guys complaining. Shaking a fist. Happy Thursday, everybody. Yes. Thursday means Cocoa Puffs tonight. Presented by Joe's Buds, East Coast Emeralds, and Thrive. Do we say Thrive? Yes.
Yeah.
Thrive Dispensary.
Yeah.
East Syracuse. Very good.
Cool.
Very okay, good.
I gotta go over there.
And then tomorrow, Cody will be at Papa Johnny's giving out some good schwang. Got those deals.
Yeah, I'll find a bunch of cool little K-Rock stuff, too.
Bro, I made a new recipe last night, and I'm putting it back. I'm putting it on the list permanently.
New recipe?
Yeah, wife says, she texts me, she goes, I'm kind of craving like a pasta, but with like a lemon butter sauce. And I never made a lemon, like, you know, like a chicken franchise that I like?
Yep.
With that lemony butter sauce?
Yep.
And I never made that before. So I just looked up a recipe and I made like a lemon butter sauce pasta last night. And I got it for lunch today. I'm looking forward to it.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I made a chicken in the crock pot and it was the worst smelling meal. It tasted fine.
Just chicken in the crock pot?
It was a last minute thing and I had chicken. I had to use it, but I didn't, it was like chicken tendies.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It was just so small. It'll be done quick. I'm like, all right, so can I just, I'll just throw it in the crock pot. I don't want tenders. I don't want to do anything. So I looked and went, oh, I don't have anything really. I don't want barbecue sauce. I didn't want salsa. So I was like, all right, do this. I had a white wine. So I did like white wine. Some Italian.
That in my sauce too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've never done that before.
Yours probably tastes a lot.
Oh.
Well, white wine, some Italian dressing, some fancy like Grape Poupon mustard. And the smell, I had to turn on my fan and like open the door. I'm like, this is, like, I'll try it.
You were just that neighbor?
See.
You were that neighbor making a pungent dinner?
Yeah. I'm like, what? What is this?
Yeah.
It tasted okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it again.
No. Listen, it's hit or miss. That's what you do. You just like mixing things, seeing what happens.
Because I was this close halfway through. I was playing hockey and I paused it and I was like, I'm going to turn this off and set it outside and then throw it away.
Yeah.
I'm going to set it on the balcony.
You were just trying stuff. Hey?
Yeah.
You were just trying stuff.
Yeah.
Smart buyers are choosing Toyota Gold Certified Used at Burdick Toyota. Choose a Toyota Certified Used Corolla, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, or Tacoma, including hybrid models. Then get today's best APR rate at Burdick Toyota and Cicero. At Burdick Toyota, all of our hand-picked pre-owned Toyota models offer terrific value for the money. And so do our other carefully chosen used rides. Find better used every day at Burdick Toyota in Cicero. Shop BurdickToyota.com.
How do you make a name as the city's most compelling compact crossover? Well, the Lexus UX started with a refined suspension tuned for the streets. Then added a palette of distinctive, vibrant exterior colors and kept it going with an available 12.3-inch touchscreen using our intuitive Lexus interface. The Lexus UX, engineered to fit in, designed to stand out. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
You will see that man for zero human monies coming up in just a couple of weeks at the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse.
And if you don't,
what?
There might be backlash.
Ooh, a backlash. Yeah, so what am I going to see on backlash? That's Saturday,
you're
right?
You're going to see backlash.
Ah.
What?
Okay.
Oh, what are you going to see? Oh,
no,
sorry.
Do we know any matches? Do we know what the matches are?
Yeah.
I know that Danhausen will be doing his tag team. We don't know who his partner is yet.
Yeah, it's either going to be really funny or not funny. I was, because there's that wrestling channel on the satellite radio.
Uh-huh.
And I heard one of the shows, I don't know what they are, talking about how it would be funny if, because it's talking about money. And someone said that Michael Cole said that his partner likes money or something like that. Like they made a little reference. It would be
hilarious.
Well, yes, but it would be hilarious if it was Stardust.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
If he got Cody Rhodes to just throw that on, because he's going to be on that. So it would be hard to do. But, or I heard another funny one.
Would it be Cola Phil? Pepsi Phil?
Right. I mean, I don't know. That wouldn't be.
I do have his theme next up. Just
really?
By happenstance. Yeah, so don't freak out.
Another one I heard, what everyone has said, no, because he's actually going to be on it, Cena.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny if he does it and his music hits and it does the whole thing and they start the match and they're like, where is he?
Right here. You can't see him. I gotcha. Yeah,
they
you can't
go,
see
they
John Cena.
They want to go the very easy route.
Yeah,
but,
right.
But no, it should be actually pretty good. They're doing that thing again where it seems like it's a pre-show, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the first hour is free while they try to get people to spend
so
the
it'll
money.
So it'll be on ESPN for that?
ESPN 2.
But then I still have my ESPN subscription for Mania.
So you'll be fine because I never had to change any channels.
Okay.
For that, it'll just be on that. But it'll, the, I guess, opening it is going to be Rollins and Bron Breakker.
Whoa.
So
okay,
we'll see. And then also, I think Trick Williams and Sami Zayn is going to be on the pre thing. But both of those will be awesome. Also, Io Sky and Asuka.
Okay.
And then Roman and Fatu, which I think is going to be just them slapping the bejesus out of each other. But I don't think that ends.
The company's really struggling. So if all of them could just take a little bit more of a pay cut,
except for Roman.
He gets to keep all his money.
I read that nobody asked Roman.
And he is not showing up on any event, so he's getting paid full contract, and he doesn't need to show up. Okay, cool.
Well, they can't. They lost all support, because I can understand, like, all right, we need to make a pay cut with some guys, because they always release guys.
I would understand if the top four or five CEOs weren't making multiple million-dollar contracts
that
a year.
Can't come out.
Yeah.
And then even more hilarious, and I want to see if New Day has anything to say about this, Nick Khan just signed on with a pretty big deal through 2030. The same thing that the New Day had was a seven-figure deal through 2030 that they asked them to split in half.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, okay, we leave, but you can sign the president of WWE to a bigger deal through 2030.
Yeah, of course you can.
Had nothing to do with wrestling. Okay, great.
The CEOs are the geniuses, Cody, not the people in the ring doing the work.
Yeah.
It's the people in the offices. They're the ones who are really worth it.
Well, also with all of this going on until Saudi Arabia, we're not going to see The Rock ever for any Roman storylines or anything.
Why?
So I don't know how they're going to do that, because they're going to turn on him. They're going to want The Rock to be a good guy, I would imagine, because everyone cheers him, but he's TKO.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the board, in real life.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Listen, we always say it. Just please think of the billionaires. Why don't you?
We never do.
We never do. That's the problem. Please. That's the problem. I hope it's Cola Phil. I hope Pepsi Phil shows up.
He likes real human money.
Oh, I was gonna, but you got that tattoo.
Okay.
Greta Von Fleet, I guess they're done as a band, apparently. Did you see that?
Yeah, I'm not gonna... Haha, good. Because I know people liked them, but
yeah.
I mean, good.
They posted a cryptic thing the other day.
Yeah, it's going to be an album.
Thanks for the ride, and then it was all their names. And you think it's going to be an album?
It'll be an album or something. Because
you don't just quit being Greta Von Fleet, do you?
You could. How much
I
more?
I guess that's a sentence that I said. You can't quit being Greta Von Fleet.
Can you?
You can't just not be Greta Von Fleet.
You can never quit being Greta Von Fleet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. How many albums did Zeppelin put out? Have they matched? And now they have no more material?
They're all out. It's so sweet.
Yeah, and they would have been one of the probably bigger bands had you just leaned into it some. And
like, we're inspired
by
Robert Plant.
Yep,
that's
exact
our sound.
Opposite of, I'd never even heard of them until after we started playing music as a band.
Yeah, Nick and Chad with a great question. Aren't we in Greta Von Fleet? Are we Greta Von Fleet? I think we are.
I think we might
One
be.
Of the guys is named Josh. Am I in the band?
I think you might be.
Oh, crap.
I thought so.
Oh, they've never heard of Led Zeppelin.
No, never heard of it. That's what's crazy about it. Not till after we started playing as a band.
I know.
What? And then someone said, hey, you kind of sound like Zeppelin. So we listened and we all just stared at each other like,
I like this article because I hate societal norms, things that you're supposed to do because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, F those.
Like
the
one,
norms.
The one that we talk about all the time actually made this list of societal norms people are giving up. It's the one that we've preached forever, and that's separate beds if you're in a marriage or you have a couple. Separate beds, separate bedrooms, go nuts. Who cares? Who cares what society says?
I mean, why not? If it makes you comfortable.
But they also, so I'm going to read some of these. Societal norms that we are ditching. Quote, I no longer eat three meals a day at standard times. I eat when I'm hungry. That's it.
Yeah.
Dinner's not at 5. Dinner's when I'm hungry for dinner.
Yeah, I don't hate that one. Because I've had that a couple times where I've started to buck that trend.
You'll eat when you want to eat.
Where if it's 3:30, I can start dinner.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to eat 3:30.
Well, instead of...
Get up at 4 a.m., you can have dinner at 3:30.
Right? Well, instead of, like, having a little snacks or something like that and then make dinner in a little while, I've just started, make dinner. Yeah. If you eat it for something,
who cares?
You eat it for something. Then you can have ice cream at six for real dinner time.
You don't get punished.
Yeah.
You don't get punished. My nanny used to do a move where she would eat dinner. Like, I feel the same. I do the same thing my grandmother, my nanny used to do. At like 7 o'clock, it's sit down and have a whatever treat is. So maybe it'd be a little bowl of ice cream.
Yep.
Sometimes it's a little bowl of cereal.
Ooh,
sometimes it's a little sweet.
Yeah.
But she would always sit in her chair when I was growing up, and it'd be like one light on in the living room, and maybe like Wheel of Fortune is on. It's very calm.
Yep.
And you're just having your bowl of ice cream.
Just calming down.
Mm, it's coming down from the day.
Unwinding.
She didn't do anything all day, but she was coming. She had her home cooked meal.
That you know.
That I knew of. True. Yeah. Good point. Good point. Saying bless you after people sneeze. What are we doing? Why does it need to be acknowledged? This is one I get a lot of heat for. I don't ever say bless you because it feels weird and creepy and like Wiccan to me.
I like to do the, like, you get one, like, okay, and then it's and then it's fun to then say other things after. Like, stop it.
Yeah.
Because right,
that's enough.
All right, we're good. Especially because I sneeze so many times, I would never expect anybody to say bless you 10 times.
Bless you. No, I haven't said it in years and years. I just don't. I don't know why we need to say it. I'm not blessing you. Like, that's a weird thing for me to say.
Bless you. It's because Jeebus leaves your body a little every time you
like,
sneeze.
What do I mean, bless you? Like, I bless you, son. Like,
thank you.
No, it comes off as very rude. Don't get me wrong. People always look at me like I'm a dick.
But no, it is. It's a reflex.
Uh-huh.
Because I'll be sitting over in the other room doing just random editing stuff, and I'll hear somebody sneeze out in the office, and I'll just quietly bless you.
Just because you have to.
It's just like a thing.
Katie in Chastity is the reflex now. She just has to say it. Because your brain just needs to say it. Or I say bless you if a kid lets out a big burper fart. Bless you.
It's funny. That almost could be a Seinfeld episode.
This
bless
one.
You. I stopped saying bless you 10 years ago.
You're so good looking. I'm very much a man, and I sit when I pee. Why? Because I stand all day, and that's my time. What?
Oh, just a little awkward.
You don't want to sit when you pee, dude?
No.
I do.
That's like the pleasure that we have. We get to just...
For sure.
Free willy just...
For sure, but my first pee of the day is always a seated pee. My first pee of the day is always a seated pee. I want to get my thoughts together. I want to gather myself. I want to look at my phone for a minute. You know?
Well, I mean, you could just pee and then... sit on the couch or a chair for a sec, all comfortable, instead of...
No, because I'm nude. I'm not going to sit on the couch. My first pee of the day is a seated nude pee. And I don't care what anybody says about me. Call me weird, call me lame. I sit there.
I think we might call you a little weird.
Because sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I don't know if it's a number two, and I just really... I'm not sure on my feet yet. When I wake up, I'm like a baby giraffe. Stumbling around.
He's still unsure. He sits when he pees. Stands when he wipes. He doesn't know what's going on in the bathroom.
I'm new in this
did
world.
Nobody
this...
teach you bathroom things?
No, I don't think they did.
No, he doesn't wash his legs.
I don't think
what
they
happens
did.
Once you walk that
didn't when do that bathroom that, door that, closes
that threshold
lawless
is...
in there. Lawless.
Yeah, he sits reverse cowgirl in the tank so he can place put his chocolate milk.
Yeah, I got my drinks right there. Listen, I don't care what you guys think about me.
Oh man.
What do I see?
You learn something every day.
These are societal norms people are ditching. Quote, I've stopped thinking I can only eat breakfast food for breakfast. I'll eat breakfast food when I want to.
Oh, I absolutely do.
Yeah,
I
that's not a societal norm. You do what you want.
Yeah. I thoroughly enjoy having eggs at any time.
I often sit on a train with my phone in my pocket and no AirPods. I just stare out the window. I firmly believe boredom is an enriching experience. That I do agree with. You got to be a little bored sometimes.
Well, I don't
know if you got a raw dog a train.
Well, I don't think you have to make it all hipster. Boredom is an enriching experience.
It is, though.
I mean,
don't you drive in silence sometimes?
Well, yeah,
isn't that nice?
I don't know if I would call it an enriching experience.
It is.
It lets
your brain
nice,
grow.
Calm. Just relaxing, looking at the surroundings.
I like feeling my brain, like, grow and make new folds and stuff. And when you just kind of sit there and think for a while, just give it a good think.
Give me him.
Oh, I can't have weed anymore.
No. Give me it.
Because isn't that the truth? Like, you get another wrinkle in your brain when you have a new thought or something. Isn't that the rumor? So I like making new wrinkles. I like to sit there and make new wrinkles. I'd make one right now.
Yeah, if I'm learning, if you make a wrinkle and you learn new things, huh? I'm having a couple of wrinkles going right now.
Lot going on these next couple of days, all right?
Oh, my God.
Listen to this schedule, shall we? Tonight, 7 o'clock, Cody's going to go live for a little Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, a little fun.
You know it. You love it.
A little fun.
It's your most favorite show.
It's our favorite thing.
We're going to set up, eventually, one of these weeks, set up your new set.
Yeah, I got to find that table that I need
first. With your camera and stuff, so.
And then...
Cocoa Puffs, the show, too dangerous for radio. Tonight, 7 o'clock, brought to you by Thrive Dispensary in East Syracuse. We'll show off some stuff from them.
Get that.
Joe's Buds, Onondaga Boulevard, and East Coast Emeralds in North Syracuse. That's at 7. And then tomorrow, yeah, you get a normal show. But then you're going to go hang out with Cody 4 to 6 at Papa John's in Cicero.
What? That way... snag some pizzas, bring them home
for the house party tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. So you see, we got a lot scheduled for you guys. We keep you busy, we keep you active. It's good for your brains. You're getting your wrinkles in there,
adding wrinkles to your brain.
Lots of brain wrinkles.
That way you don't got smooth brains.
Mm-hmm. So you got a lot going on with your friends here these next couple of days. Started tonight, 7 o'clock at Cocoa Puffs, and then I announced it last night. On Whiskey Wednesday, put it in your calendar.
Mark it down.
First ever show fam, Plant Swab.
Plant Lash.
Coming to Crazy Daisies. You guys have been talking about these plant swaps that are a thing that people do.
Right.
Cody has gotten very much into the plant world. I like having a plant or two.
Right.
A lot of you show fam like having plants, and we're just going to go to Crazy Daisies from 2 to 4 on the 30th of May.
Bring your whatnots.
Bring your plants, your propagations or whatever they're called, and you trade them. I don't know how it works. I'm just going to go to get something to eat, but we'll be swapping plants.
All right, yeah, hang out.
Buy some plants, buy some food, whatever you want to do.
We'll have room. We'll have a little table set up so you can set them down. I'd imagine there'll be room. Some other people want to, if you want to bring a bunch and set up.
Sure.
Because I'm assuming that's how that works.
Yeah, I'm leaning on you guys for this one. You said you wanted to do a plant swap, so we're going to do a plant swap over at Crazy Daisies. And even if you don't give two dams about plants, just come hang out and get a drink, get some food, hang out with us.
Or if you don't have any plants, now's your chance to get one.
Yeah, you can get your first plant.
Yeah.
Get your first plant going. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY is where the action is tonight. I don't have much time here, so I'll save that. But you know how to find us. Oh, and then the cake concert is that night, too.
Right.
So I'm going to do a plant swap that day.
Right.
Head over to Beacon Skip that night for a little...
That'll be fun.
Cake concert. And then I got Jason Mraz the next day.
Look at him.
Yeah, I'm a busy boy. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY. YouTube.com/KRockCNY.
Sweet. Oh.
We'll do a Friday night house party tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Put it in your calendar. I haven't given a house party in a while. Yeah.
Is this Justin Bieber?
MGMT.
Nah, it's Justin Bieber.
Are you Justin Bieber now?
Yeah, it's Justin Bieber.
K-Rock text line powered by Burdick Toyota, 315-364-1009. Check in with us at any time.
Just say hey,
Queens.
Say hey. Awesome. I like the little sounds. Oh.
This is me pulling up to pick the kids up at school.
Oh.
I'm always bumping this stuff.
Are you? Well, at least it's... Is this,
what do you guys...
That name sounds popular.
They did a couple,
I know that, don't
couple
I?
Songs. Yeah, you know okay. I'm empty. What are some of the songs you guys bump when you're pulling up to school? Like
I'm not allowed.
I like it.
I gotta stop. Maybe when I'm like pulling it up within 200 feet, because that's where I have to stop.
Is the Kid Cudi show? Is that Josh is gonna Kid Cudi at the MGMT show Friday? What does that mean, sister? Is Kid Cudi coming to town?
That seems like a popular saying, but
Kid Cudi is a. He just dumped MIA. She was the opener.
I saw that.
And he dumped her.
Yep.
And I don't know where. I don't know. I mean, I know he's coming to town.
Yeah.
Cousin Jay, I'm on a big Quad City DJs kick when I pull up and pick my kids up from school. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I like to blast Amon Amarth when I bring my daughter to gymnastics class, Taco says.
Yeah, I would imagine, unless your kids like it, that's as equally embarrassing as whatever you pull up. You know what I mean? If they don't like the screamy stuff.
Yeah, I don't.
Dad, oh my God.
Dad, what is this, Dad?
Well, I was listening to Daft Punk the other day, and I picked up my kid.
Oh my God, what is this?
And it was Around the World. You know, everybody knows that song. And I pick it up, and then I drove his buddy home, and then we were driving home, and he's like, how was this ever a song?
Yeah,
I go, what
well,
do you mean? He goes, just the same words over and over again. And I go, yeah, I don't know why it's a song, but it's a song, and I like it.
See, no, that's where of our age would start attacking the, sorry, it's not a mumble rapper.
So, yeah, exactly. No, we have an understanding. I don't necessarily care for their music, and they don't necessarily care for mine, but then we do have some.
Yeah, there's a little crossover. There's a little crossover.
We do have some. My oldest is really into, like, Green Day's number one for them.
Oh, wow.
Green
okay.
Day's your favorite.
Okay.
I don't know how that happened, but it did. And then, what else are they like? I told you yesterday, like, that weird mumble rap that I don't like, and then ICP popped up, whatever.
Yes.
My youngest likes a lot of similar songs because he plays guitar.
Okay.
So I hear him playing, like, Jack Johnson songs.
Yep, who you're going to see in just a couple of days.
I see Jason Mraz. It's a different situation.
Exact same guy.
And then the other day, he asked me how to play a certain part in a Tyler Childers song on guitar.
All right.
It was a certain part he couldn't figure out on guitar, and he asked me how to play it.
Instead of, wee, you got to go, wah.
So we have a lot of crossover.
Yeah.
Much like I did. Like, my mom had a bunch of, like, I liked Wilson Phillips when she liked Wilson Phillips. I liked Amy Grant when she listened to Amy Grant.
Is anybody else picturing Josh in the room next to where his kid is playing, like, right up against the wall or jamming out?
Well,
playing the guitar along with
him. So you know
him.
How my house is laid out, and you know the stairs, and their rooms are at the top
and
of the stairs.
And you just stand on the stairs and play the guitar with him?
Shh, he might be listening.
That's no, you don't.
I don't play the guitar.
You don't plug it in. Very quietly. Beep, 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 beep.
You're going to ruin it. No, here's an exact situation that happened last weekend. You know how, like, in my living room, you can stand by the stairs?
Yeah.
I heard him playing guitar, so I went and stood by the stairs because I wanted to listen to him play guitar. Because he doesn't really play in front of us very often, and I just wanted to listen to him. So I'm listening to him, and then the guitar stops.
Uh-oh.
And his door opens real quick, and I ran away. And that could have been the end of it. But my wife and oldest go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Go,
yeah.
They go, why are you running away? I go, because if he knows I'm listening to him, he'll never play again. Don't blow up my spot.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, I would too. What are you doing?
Don't listen to me.
What are you doing?
Why are you listening to me?
Well, stop it.
Good morning, everybody.
I don't even like guitar.
Yeah, Taco says, my daughter's favorite current bands are Avenged, Offspring, Green Day, Linkin Park. You try to raise them right.
You mean you try to raise them right.
So a woman is going viral right now for saying this. And my take on this may surprise you. She said, it'll always be unattractive for a grown man to play video games.
Oh.
And my take on this is, okay. If that's what you find unattractive, that's what you find unattractive.
Yeah, I mean, cool.
I don't think you can paint a general, like, it's not unattractive to all women who have men play video games or all men to have women that play video games. I don't think that's cringe.
I can see somebody just having maybe a bad situation to where now that video games are now spoiled for them forever.
Are definitely dudes, and yes. I've never heard of women playing as much video games as dudes do, but maybe they do. But there's definitely dudes that overdo it.
Yes. Yes.
Like, there's a guy, there's a YouTube show I like, Caleb Hammer, who does financial audits, and there's an episode recently where the woman gets up, goes to work, dude, looking for employment, quote unquote, just plays video games all day long. Mm. That's a problem.
Yeah, that ain't it.
That, you're not living in society right now.
But, yeah.
You have a child. You got to contribute to the family.
Yeah, as long as you're not, you know, ignoring your responsibilities and stuff like that, I don't see why on your downtime it's really any different than watching TV.
And I think in what you said is an example here. She probably had a terrible experience with a guy
that just played Call of Duty or whatever
day,
for 12
did balance,
hours.
Did not give any attention to her.
Didn't go out.
Or the home or any responsibilities. Babe. Just me and the boys are playing games, which might be fine if your jobs are done.
Yeah, I think we're all picturing like the same setup of the guy that's only paying attention to the video games.
To his Discord friends and his video games, yeah, and like, that's it.
Like that ain't it either.
Hey, bro, we are in a relationship here. She tweeted out this. I know this is unpopular, but it will always be unattractive for a grown man to play video games. Some women might be understanding or pretend like they don't care that you spend hours playing, but they do. It is extremely unattractive to women and will never not be. I think you're being too generalized here. You're saying all women find that unattractive. No, not all.
You can tell that this person had a not good experience right in that middle part.
Spend hours playing.
Yeah, so you had somebody that on a gorgeous summer Saturday, you know, spent all day playing video games while you were, you know what I mean? You wanted to do anything else.
Yeah.
Something like that, which then, yeah, I could see where that would be a problem.
It has started a firestorm. Some of you in chat already know this tweet that I'm referencing. One person said what we were saying. It's only unattractive if they're sacrificing responsibilities for gaming or neglecting you. But my point is that something might be unattractive to her that's not unattractive to another woman. Another woman might enjoy saying, I'll play FIFA with you or I'll play video games with you.
Find yourself a gamer chick and then, you know, because you got to have, you know, some similar interests or whatever.
People were debating, like I said. One woman said, it depends on the man. I'm married to someone who plays video games, but he also creates them, and he pours his heart into them every single day.
Oh, well, then, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine. And, like, I play video games, but I would say it's never more. Like, the longest I would say I play is, you know, maybe, like, 2 games of Madden in a row.
Sure.
Then I'm done.
Yeah, that's...
So that's, I don't think that would be unattractive.
No, like if you're just sitting around, your house is clean, everything's taken care of.
Yeah.
What's the difference between that or watching 3 episodes of a Netflix show?
Yeah, for 3 hours or whatever.
No, you know, like I think that you got to find a partner that works with you. Yep. If you find that unattractive, then just don't date a guy that plays video games. There's plenty of them out there.
Yeah, or I mean, did they hide it from you type deal and you're just learning now?
It sounds like she had an experience where a guy chose video games over her. Sugar said the same thing. She had exes that chose PS5 over her. Then that's not a good match.
Like, have you ever seen butt cheeks?
I know, bro.
Damn, dude.
You're going to pick video games over Sugar's butt cheeks? You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
One woman joked, when everything is done and we have free time, I need that man to game so that I can also get some peace. That's kind of how it is in my house.
Yeah, it's another good point of, why don't you go play your game for like an
my
hour?
Wife. Okay. Is not shy about the fact that her favorite time of the day is when she's in bed and I'm not there yet. She has regularly told me, I like when I get into bed and I get about an hour and a half
just
before
nice,
you come into bed.
Settle in.
She's getting to listen to her audiobook or do her puzzles.
Yep.
I'm in the other room drinking my whiskey, playing my NHL or whatever video game. We're separate but equal. And then that's good. You just got to find what works for you. Just don't generalize, you know, that all women find video games unattractive. This is just not the case. Find what works for you. JoJo says, Rob doesn't understand how I can play video games all day long. He's done after about an hour. Yeah, and some people are just different.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy playing all day long.
No,
I'm like Cody. I give me 2 or 3 games.
Then I'm good. Because of my ADD.
Yeah.
And even with, like, hockey especially.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It takes me a little longer to do each game because, again, like, in between periods when it's a pause, I'm off, I'm walking around, I'll go walk Elsa.
Yeah.
You know, I'll do this, I'll do that. And then I'll like, 20 minutes later, I'll walk by and be like, oh, yeah, I was playing hockey. And I sit back down.
I enjoy, like I was telling you in chat earlier, I felt like playing Call of Duty last night.
Yeah.
So I did Whiskey Wednesday. I was like, oh, I haven't played Call of Duty in a while. I play a little Call of Duty. And then my brain is like, all right, let's find something else to watch. Let's do something else.
Yeah.
And then I do.
You're good.
Then I go to bed at 9.
No problem with that.
Yeah. Find what works for you. And I got to play video games to disengage from my phone for a while or get off the internet.
That also helps to just take your mind off of whatever.
Like, I can only take so much news and information in one day that I just need to disengage. So I'm like, all right, I'll just go shoot randos.
Right.
Or I'll play hockey.
And like, when you hit guys, like in hockey, like that. That helps take away some stress, to be honest with you. That's a very good stress reliever to just smash dudes in hockey.
Until right now, where my player has a D+ because I was not a good teammate because all I did was focus on fighting last night. Yeah, they're mad at me.
Fisticuffs.
They're mad. Hey, listen, they were hitting me, I was hitting back.
Grumpy Gus.
What do you want me to do?
That's it.
Tomorrow, You just can't get enough of our Coco, can you? He will be at the brand new Papa John's in Cicero from 4 to 6.
I love pizza. 4-6.
7989 Bruton Road right there in Cicero. It's in the plaza across from DQ.
7989 Yeah.
The T-Mobile Plaza, the Lens Crafters is over there, and now there's a Daddy John's open. It's been open for a little bit, but tomorrow.
Nice little plaza. Yeah, tomorrow there's deals.
Let me give you the rundown of deals.
$5 one topping large pizzas and that 10-inch cheese sticks. I don't know if there's a limit. But
I don't have it in front of me. Yeah,
and then they got the coupons they've been handing out for free pizzas and stuff.
Papa John's swag. So I'm going to literally drive over there.
Footballs, koozies, keychains.
I'm going to go to Coco's Remote tomorrow and pick up a couple pepperoni pies for $5.
This is the thing that I have to be at, but I legitimately like Papa John's.
I'm
a big fan. I like them.
That was a weird thing. Like how we always say, because we have good pizza here in Central New York.
Yes. That you have to leave us alone with whatever we pick.
When I lived in Queens, I'm in Queens, New York, some of the best pizza in the world. And on Astoria Boulevard, they had a Papa John's.
Hell yeah.
And I was very broke, and I did not have any money. So I would occasionally go get a Papa John's pie in Queens, New York. And people would be like, you're getting Papa John's in Queens? Yeah.
Damn right.
Because it's like $5.
Yep.
And I like it.
And it's, I like the sauce Dawson. Cheese combo.
Thank you, Von Dawson, Papa John's. Shaq appreciates it.
Shaq likes it. Come on down. Cody, thank you for Cody Mac and Shaq.
Hello, Cody. Cody Mac and Shaq together. Papa John's.
That'd be a... What is that called?
What?
Mutton Jeff or something? I don't know what that means, but because he's tall and I'm short.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Isn't that what that is?
I don't know. A juxtaposition or whatever?
I don't know what that means. It was a high school thing. Because remember they had the real tall guy?
It was called a Mutton Jeff?
You know, remember that? It was like the tallest guy and then a little girl and they called it Mutton Jeff. Am I saying something probably bad now?
No, Mutton Jeff was the first successful daily comic strip by Bud Fisher in 1907. Features a tall, gambling-prone Augustus Mutt and his short, bald companion friend Jeff, a mismatched pair.
All right, gotcha. Cool.
So I guess it's kind of just an allegory for a mismatched pair.
Got ya.
Is a Mutton Jeff. I don't know that reference, but...
No, I knew it. I know it through that from the high school... Yearbook stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So good morning, everybody. Happy Cocoa Puffs Day. Thursday's tonight, 7 o'clock, Cocoa Puffs. So, like I said, you got the whole rundown. Tonight, 7, Cocoa Puffs. Tomorrow, 4 to 6, Cocoa Live at Papa John's.
7 to 7.
Tomorrow night, house party at 7 o'clock. So get your pizzas, come home.
That's the move right there. Grab your pizzas. Little house party for a pizza Friday, bro.
Dude. $10 for two pies?
One pizza.
Get out of here. Two women have been charged with a half-ass robbery while stealing more than $3,500 from half-ass bar in Missouri.
What happened to the rest of their ass?
They broke into a safe. A cash-to-coin exchange machine was taken.
What?
Oh, is that like the arcade machines?
Oh, okay.
Those still exist?
Like for an arcade.
I guess so.
Yeah.
They attempted to break into the ATM, but they were caught on security cameras along with their vehicle.
Yeah, that's...
One of the women was the daughter of the owner.
Uh-oh!
And the owner said she was probably financing a drug habit.
Yikes.
Bummer. They called their daughter out on social media. Police asked them to take down her actual name while the legal system sorts it all out. Listen, drugs are terrible. People do stupid things because of drugs.
Yeah.
But they're doing these ATM heists that you think you're going to get away with. You're not going to get away with them.
No, there's cameras everywhere. And then what are you going to do?
And there's these new signs going up. And I don't know what it means, but it's on the ATMs. And it says, like, this ATM is chain proof or anchored or something, where it means, like, because you think, I'm going to attach a chain to this and drive away. It's warning you that it's basically 5 feet in the ground. It is concrete, anchored.
Yeah, that's...
And if you try to rip away with this thing...
Do it.
Go ahead.
Do it.
You're taking your whole back, tailgate off.
Because those videos are crazy when you see them and their bumper goes off a lion.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Mm-mm. Listen, it's the half-ass bar, $3,500. Say no to drugs, kids. Come on now.
Yeah.
Cody, let's time travel, shall we? Cody?
Oh, after the last time when I smushed that bug, set off World War II.
Oh. to 1954.
All right. Bring me a
dream. Back when this country was the right country.
Because that way the country be run correctly.
And all the things used to make sense. And we had men when we made sense.
Men were men, damn it.
There's an article going around. And this is a way for us to be ahead of the curve. You know, you and I, we're trendy, we're hip, we're cool. We know what's going on.
The coolest of dudes.
As we know from yesterday's show, if you didn't listen to the show on demand, first of all, how dare you? We are wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Yeah.
Apple Music, Google Music, I just continued. Spotify, Stitcher, wherever. Type in K-Rock the show, and there we are.
Yo, whatevs, dog.
Well, we told you yesterday that the word cool is a slang term that has lasted over 100 years.
Well, ever?
We're still using it. They were using it back in the 20s.
Yep.
Wow. Cool. This is cool.
Pretty
you're cool.
Cool. You got the house, huh?
But this is a newspaper clipping from 1954 that's been making its rounds because these are trendy words the teens used in 1954. And if everything old is new again, maybe we can get ahead of the curve and start using some of these.
All right.
In our conversations around the office and our daily lives.
There's a couple words that people use in the 50s we probably don't want to use.
Oh, let me update my list then. Hold on a second. Yeah, okay.
I'm going to want to.
All right. For example, what would you call a well-dressed kid in 1954?
Oh, I think I know some of these. Would it be dapper?
Nope.
No?
Maybe, but article said Cool Jonah. You're a cool Jonah.
Well, aren't you just a cool Jonah?
But aren't you a cool Jonah over there?
I'm a cool Jonah.
Cool Jonah checking out.
Hello.
Money. I want to see how this would be used in a sentence. Because the article, it's from 1954, just says, teen slang to know.
Damn right.
George. Maybe, because of George Washington on the dollar. Wait, money. Give me a George.
So
give
that,
me two George.
That means money?
Yeah, because I'm thinking maybe because of George Washington.
Slap a couple Georges down.
In 1954, I got George is a lot of money.
I was going to say, that's how it evolved into, slip me a Lincoln. I'll get you here's a Lincoln for your hard troubles. Because a Washington ain't doing it. George ain't covering it.
When you see me eating a lot of food like you tend to see me do,
okay,
you can use the phrase spooning your scarf. You're over there spooning your scarf.
Spooning that scarf.
You're spooning your scarf. This one we know. To say I understand what you're saying in 1954.
Yeah.
I dig you, bud.
I dig it.
This
man.
One we still use if someone pulls a fast one on you. A Ben Had.
Ah, yep.
Ben Had.
That one's, people use that every so often.
Oh,
not as
Ben
much,
Had.
But I mean. That one might be one of the easier ones to bring back.
Now, what if you see a cute girl across the room or maybe a lovely lass in a pink hat walking by, a cute looking...
You run up and make the most derogatory comment you can. No.
No.
Squeeze her fanny
You
cheeks.
Call her a double bubble.
Oh, a double bubble.
That's a double bubble. That's quite the double bubble.
Awesome. Maybe don't. I don't know. Double bubble.
I'm not referencing any part of your body. I'm calling you generally a double bubble.
I don't mean your delicious hoodies or your funny cheeks, but ma'am, you are a double bubble.
With all due respect, you're quite the double bubble, miss.
Just kidding. Oh, I've been had.
See, let me give you two Georges and see what we do.
Slip a couple Georges and a double bubble.
If I want you to call me, instead of saying, call me later... I'd say, give me a bell, Cody.
I was just trying to think of what would be different then, because phones are still probably, hello, I'd like to speak to Josh, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1 second. And then you get, bing, 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 that bell sound from the phone.
Yeah.
I could have got that one.
What about somebody who thinks they're really tough, like you're walking around? These are slang terms from teen slang from 1954.
Tough guy.
You're walking around, you think you're all tough.
Well, no, it's a pirate. Does it say, are you a scallywag?
You're a bad dad from Baghdad.
Excuse me, what?
You're a bad dad from Baghdad.
How do they know
Cody
Baghdad
walking
is?
Around like he's a bad dad from Baghdad.
That's too much. Baghdad from Baghdad.
You could be a sad sack or a dead head.
I like sad sack.
You're a sad sack.
Oh, don't be a sad sack.
He's quite the sad sack.
Or what? Or a dead head?
Or dead head.
They were saying that before.
Before the dead existed.
Well, how did they steal it? But how did they? They just said it. Probably didn't
matter
then.
Yeah, I wonder if Double Bubble had any reference to the Double Bubble cute girl. You give her a piece of gum? Good question, Tireless.
Want a piece of gum?
I don't.
Another terrible game.
Honestly, I don't know if I can say that on the radio. So I'm not going to say.
Uh-oh.
Like, can you say that? I don't think I can say that, right? Doesn't that mean, isn't that like a thing? I can't, I'm not going
to
say that.
The person that tried to yell at me for it had to go back quite far
into the. Oh, that's right. You got in trouble for that.
Had to go back quite far into the dictionary. And then when I turned around and was like, wow, you knew that pretty quick offhand.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll flip that one.
Yeah. Just ignore it.
If you copied someone's homework, you spiked them.
Oh, you spiked them? You've been had.
I've been working so hard on this book report, and Cody spiked me. Cody spiked me, and he handed it in before. He's a bad dad from Baghdad.
Oh, I wonder how some of these he got. Where did that come from?
You know, square. Someone you don't like. Oh, he's such a square.
Well, and he spiked me, trying to be a bad dad from Baghdad.
We know about cool guys, daddy-os.
Daddy-o
was a cool guy.
Hey, daddy-o.
You probably don't know about the female variation, the mammy-o.
Mammy-o. Hey, Mammy-O, nice double bubble.
What if you did something real well? Like, you finish up Cocoa Puffs tonight and you feel real proud of that show. What were you? I was made in the shade, baby.
Oh, and then I have to slick my hair back?
Yeah, I would like it if you did.
Nice.
This one's definition is the word. A smoothie is a smooth Sam. Was that a drink, maybe, back then?
Oh, okay. Just the guy that maybe named it?
Smooth Sam? I don't know what that is.
I blended up a lot of ice cream and a strawberry.
This would be us. Wise-cracking person, somebody who cracks wise.
We crack wise.
You got a flip-lip.
Whoa, flip-lip.
Couple of flip-lips in
here. Couple of flip-lips in the morning right
These
here
are trendy terms.
On Twitch.
All mixed up if you're all mixed up. Don't know what to do. If you're all confused.
Investigate.
You can't really. I don't know what's going on. You're bird-nested.
Oh, yeah. Okay, because
he's all bird nested. He's knotted up in that. His brain's not working.
It's all over the place.
He's a bad dad from Baghdad. He's a smooth Sam.
He's got no wrinkles on his brain.
He spiked me in class today. Spike me. Give me a bad later, why don't you? A jerk is a fluky.
A fluky?
I've been had by this fluky.
This fluky spiked me.
I'm all bird nested.
He double bubbled.
I'm all bird nested. I can't talk to the double bubbles.
It's too much.
With a smoothie Sam. Too many words.
Too many words.
Now slow down. You're spooning your scarf over there.
Oh, God. I gotta go.
That'll be two Georges.
The sound of that.
Buffalo Sabres taking on the Canadiens for the first game.
Take that, Canada.
Montreal gets set up. Here's Thompson. Game one, Montreal Canadiens versus the Buffalo Sabres. Buffalo wins. Four. And two. Congratulations.
1-0 now, right?
Yeah, game one.
All right.
Congratulations, Sabres. Anybody go to that game last night? That was fun. Good for you guys.
We were all there in spirit.
We all were. We came together in our mental,
but that's good.
In our brain worlds.
I'm telling you, be careful, Buffalo fans.
I know. Cody put that in the universe, so that's on him. He said,
I'm telling you,
that the simulation,
one way or the other,
simulation wants to give a championship to Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
It just didn't know you met the football team, not the...
They weren't specific.
Not the hockey team.
Because, yes, so, you know, they want the Sabres, you know, to win the Stanley Cup and everything, but I bet if you gunned ahead most Buffalo fans,
they prefer
Bills. Yeah. I think they would say the Bills, right?
I like your theory of the city of Buffalo's getting hot, so they're both teams are going to be good.
Well, because I'm telling
you
that.
And the Buffalo Bisons.
Well, yes. That's what happens. Like that, mm-hmm. you see that, that's a thing. If you go look around, the one team wins, all of a sudden the football team is good or the mm-hmm. basketball team or whatever. So who knows? There's no basketball team, so that leaves...
Hurricanes are up 2-0 on the Flyers. They play game 3 tonight at 8 o'clock. Tomorrow's Canadians at Sabres again.
Okay.
Tomorrow's also Golden Knights at Ducks. Their series is tied 1-1.
Yeah, I saw Anaheim won.
So, you're in it, buddy. You're in it.
Only a couple left. This and NBA. We're getting down to the nitty gritty here. A month away from all of the championships starting. Mm-hmm.
Well, officers... In Florida,
officers
pulled a woman over, suspected her of DUI. She had a beer and a Happy Meal. I get it.
Did you have anything to drink while you were at the bowling alley?
I had a Top Chef Margarita Grand Marnier and Patron.
Right now, you are being placed under arrest for a DUI.
You ever seen this kind of Happy Meal?
She did say she had a Heineken or two. Where was that located at?
Right here on the floorboard. This is over on its side.
This is not legal advice, but if I could just tell you guys, you have not had anything to drink.
Nope.
Stop it.
Nope.
Stop answering questions.
Yeah. Nope.
Get a lawyer. But no, I don't care if you got a beer in your hand. You have not had anything to drink tonight.
No, I have not.
Okay? That's the rule. Yeah, she had a beer can in her, Happy Meal box. What are you going to do, you know? What are you going to do?
The prizes that we were just talking about, McDonald's prizes. They are bringing them back. I don't know if... Because, you know, they do have the adult Happy Meals or whatever, mm-hmm. but I don't know if that's the prize.
That is a super Happy Meal, if you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
The Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse, presented by Topps Friendly Markets, returns to Clinton Square. First weekend of June, 5th and 6th. Be there or you'll be square. So many good samples.
How dare you.
$2 samples from so many restaurants. Plus, it's the biggest local music festival we've got. You people in Rochester got your Lilac Festival this weekend. Good for you. We got Taste of Syracuse.
Yeah, that's way more my style.
What, Taste Syracuse? Yeah.
Lilac Nothing Fest. Against that. That sounds
I've never
fun
been.
For
my
you guys.
Kid went last year with their friend.
I thought you guys went. What did you, don't you guys do?
No, remember I told you I went to the wrong one?
Yes.
There's multiple.
You went to the ripoff.
But that's, no, I went to like the third Lilac Festival. Like, there's Rochester's big one this weekend.
Yeah.
Our buddy Big Nate and Lock One is going to be out there with the trailer doing drinks. That's the Lilac Festival. Like 50,000 people go to that.
But then
there's also like a Syracuse Lilac Festival that last year just Joe posted, I'll be playing the Lilac Festival
today.
So wife and I are like, let's go for a drive and find Just Joe. And we went to a Lilac Festival that was like not even the one Joe was at.
Everyone.
I just found some random farm that had lilacs, I guess. I don't know.
That's awesome.
I don't know.
But, yeah.
I don't know where the hell I'm going.
Well, because it's I'm assuming out there they're plentiful, it's like here with apple orchards.
Yeah, and they have
I guess
Rochester has this really fancy area. I think it's called like the East, something like that. But it's like old houses really beautiful part of Rochester.
Gotcha.
They do it in
very unfamiliar with Rochester.
Yeah,
to be honest with you, other than the little city parts that I don't.
So
like.
It's like they kind of show off like their beautiful area.
Yeah.
And then also
and then
lilacs.
Gotcha.
And also food, drink, bands, beverage, all that stuff.
Well, that's fun.
I feel like we're going to see a lot more of this at the airports as a video's going around of a Delta passenger picking up the phone to request help at the Delta desk. I think that we're just entering a very bummer area of air travel.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's...
Spirit ran out of money.
It just seems like it's, like, not lawless, obviously, but, like, a lawless...
Oh, my wife's correcting me. We were attempting to go to the Lavender Festival.
Oh, sorry. Ooh, I
one
like
One of the
lavender.
Other L's.
Okay, that's a different one. Also,
there's a whole bunch of festivals
out there. Yes.
We're entering a bummer area of air travel, I think, because airlines are running out of money.
Yeah.
Plus, gas prices are going up. I saw an article. But I guess, and maybe you guys know more than I do. Obviously, there's plenty of you that know more than I do.
Yeah.
But the Strait of Hormuz issue isn't necessarily impacting jet fuel, because I guess jet fuel is a different fuel than that crude oil or whatever.
Yeah.
But Boeing has a number, whereas if these prices stay what they are, each person on the plane is like an additional $400 or something crazy.
Not for me. They gave me a big friggin' plane.
I don't know how fuel works. I just know that, you know, we're not having a good time at our pumps.
You don't know how fuel works? Then June 6th, why don't you come on out to the Taste of Syracuse and you can find out how fuel works. And I'll tell you, they work hard.
Find a better natural tie-in to the Summit Federal Credit Union Taste of Syracuse than what that boy just did right there, all right? You submit that to the New York State broadcasters. Get it on the docket.
I think I might have to.
So I just think we're going to have a rough summertime of air travel.
Yeah, no, it doesn't seem... Is summer an air travel season? Or are we going to be able to, like, we'll be okay? Because, you know, like, Thanksgiving
is... It is for my family. That's when we do our one trip a year.
Yeah. Summertime. But, I mean, when you go, is it packed?
It's always packed at airports. I hate airports. I hate flying on planes. It's my wife and I go back and forth on this all the time just because I'm not a good... I don't do well at airports. I don't do well in crowded fart tubes. But I love my family so much that I'll fly around.
Oh, man.
Exactly, right? It is a first world problem.
The fart tube part.
Oh, sure. I see what you're saying, yeah.
Oh, he doesn't like to be stuck in a little small space with other people's farts.
This is a Delta passenger who was at his gate, and nobody was at that gate, because I think we're also going to have a lot of... Listen, nobody wants to work at the airport anymore because it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
If you're in TSA, you never know when the government's going to just shut down and not pay you for a month.
Right.
I feel horrible for everybody, because I know we got a bunch of TSA listeners who work in TSA and just the stupid government can shut you down and not pay you for a month.
For
whatever they want.
Just for what?
Just because they're pissing and moaning. They're barking at each other. So they're going to say, you know what?
Yeah,
we aren't going to take a pay cut. No. We in the government, we will continue to be paid.
No, it's one of the examples TSA of workers. Rich people using us like pawns.
Yeah, we're just little pawns.
In their battle of getting more and more billions for
so
themselves.
That's short-staffed. Air traffic controllers are short-staffed, and this is going to happen more and more. Yep. This guy picks up the intercom and makes an announcement.
My Delta associates that aren't paying attention, please come to 30B. You have a customer waiting. Thank you. Please come and help the customer at 30B. Anybody on shift? Literally nobody wants to respond.
That's fine. I'll just keep broadcasting. No, sir.
That's the captain just walked away from me and saying I could go somewhere else. So does anybody want to help with customer service?
I'm on his side. I get it, man.
I get that. But just because I'm not as familiar with airports, aren't there a lot of where he is? Just people aren't there because there's probably no flight.
Sure.
Going from there. So why would anybody be there? I get that eventually. All right.
Maybe later. But no, you're right. you're right that the terminal, if there's no plane on that jetway.
So why would
nobody
anybody
would be
standing
in this terminal?
There?
My guess is maybe he was at one that.
But it's
where people were waiting and nobody was at the desk.
It sounds like just from around him, you could hear. It's almost
just
probably a bunch of people that are.
They're understaffed. It's going to be more and more of this.
Yep.
People just get yelled at. The one thing, and if I do end up flying this summer, the one thing I've never seen in an airport, and I want to so bad, is an airport fight. I want to see a fight. I see videos of airport fights all the time when, passengers will start fighting with each other.
Okay.
Or, someone's mad at somebody else and they're swinging.
I saw...
I want to yell world star and see an airport fight.
I remember seeing a kind of...
A skirmish?
A belligerent guy that wanted something, while waiting to board. But no, there was nothing, crazy.
Chat's all telling me to start one. I could. I don't want to be a fight. I'm not a fighter. I'm a lover. You know that about me.
Just try to kiss someone.
But what if I just, there's two guys over there, and I start throwing ice cubes at them. I'd be like, whoa!
Or just lean into the one guy's one side and be like, did you hear what he just said about you?
He just hit on your wife, dude.
What the hell? Are you going to... Wow, I wouldn't...
You're going to talk about your wife like
then
that?
Then go to the other guy and be like, it sounds like the other guy is really getting riled up for no reason. What's up with this guy?
And then me two rows over, world star! My phone is up. Hell yeah.
Wow, you're right. He does look like his wife's got a fat ass. Hey!
Get him!
Get him! Yep.
It's Thursday, and Thursday means Cocoa Drugs. Cocoa Puffs tonight. 7 o'clock.
See what he did there?
On our Twitch channel. What are you?
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about?
That's what I do on the show.
What? Hello?
Hello? Oh, my God.
Tonight at 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/KRockCNY. Give us a follow on Twitch and YouTube, KRockCNY on both. Plus. Streaming is the future, and we're in the future. We're time travelers. 7 o'clock tonight. You'll learn all about the good we can't tell you about on the radio. Of course, thanks to our friends at East Coast Emeralds in North Syracuse, Joe's Buds, 4656 Onondaga Boulevard, and our newest friend, Thrive Dispensary in East Syracuse.
Hell yeah.
They're open for business, and they do good for our community. Yeah. 51% of their profits go right back into our community to help incarcerated individuals reassimilate back into society, get jobs, get housing, and all that. Great little dispensary. They've got great selection over there as well. Thrive Dispensary. Coco will show you goods from all those locations.
Today, after he gets tattooed like a criminal.
Like a criminal.
Like a criminal.
I mean, doesn't everybody go with their mom to get matching tattoos? Just not not on my face like her, like a criminal. Oh my
God, he loves his mom, dude. God, that's so gay, dude.
The gayest. The gayest.
So don't feel bad because I guess your bank account, your bank knows who you are because it's your robot guy. If you guys don't know, when Cody calls his Discover card,
hey,
he gets a Southern gentleman.
Hey, where are you
an
been?
AI Southern gentleman. Hey.
How y'all doing?
I see you're looking to make a payment.
Hey, Mr. Man.
Well, the Pope called his bank because this is America Pope. This is Chicago Pope. He's got business to do.
Yeah, he's going to call my bank.
I got to update my freaking phone number on the card. Hey.
My bank. Yeah, come I'm over now. In Italy.
I got a lot going on.
Send me some of that Italy money, eh? Oh, wait.
He called to change his phone number. Lady on the at the credit card thought he was lying because he claimed to be the Pope.
Yeah.
They hung up on him. Well, they're like, yeah, right.
Well,
okay.
Did he say? Cause
it's
that's
a man
not,
of Pope!
Well, that's what I mean. Don't do that. I would go through that as it's me. I don't know his name. It's me, Cody. You know, like, I need to change my address to blah. Okay, thank you. Any reason? Yeah, I'm working over here now. Okay. And not I'm the Pope.
Hey,
change the Pope's address.
Hey, it's Pope Leo. How you doing there, bud? Hey, how you freaking doing? It's the Pope. Because
that would be funny.
What's your name?
I'm the Pope. It's
me, the Pope.
First name, the last name, Pope.
It's Bob.
Middle frickin'.
Bob Prevost. You know me.
Come on.
From Chicago.
I do Pope now.
I change. I'm the Pope now.
What's the big deal?
2 months in. He calls his bank to change his phone number. And so he gets a lady, says, yes, ma'am, I'm Robert Prevost. I'd like to change. She asks all the security questions. And then he says, oh, I'm sorry, sir. It says here you have to come in person.
Hey,
oh,
And he said, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. Would it matter to you if I told you I'm Pope Leo? She hung up on him.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being known as the woman who hung up on the Pope?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
It's the Pope!
It's the Pope!
It's me, the Pope!
What you want me to do? I gotta kind of calm down. I'm over in a freaking Italy eating a pizza pie. Oh! I mean, come
on. American Pope. It's the American Pope, baby. US of A.
Come on. The Cubs da
He's Pope. I think he's a White Sox fan, actually.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he is not a Cubs fan, you know?
No, he is not.
You're a loser.
Hey!
You're a loser. No, you're not. You're a winner. Cody is a winner. And tomorrow, you can be a winner. And go see Cody. 4 to 6 at the brand new Papa John's in Cicero. Right there across from the DQ.
I call it Peepaw John's just because I'm closer with him.
Peepaw John's?
Peepaw.
Peepaw. Oh, that's my peepaw.
So you have to call him Papa John's.
Papa John's. I don't know him that well. Yeah.
You call him Mr.
It's
John.
Your peepaw. So.
Yeah, my peepaw.
He'll be there 4 to 6 tomorrow, all day tomorrow at that location, celebrating the grand opening. $5 pies with one topping. Get yourself a $5 pepperoni, $5 sausage.
What are you going to beat that deal?
You're not going to beat that deal. I'm going to go over there and get a couple for the kids.
A large roni, bro?
10-inch breadsticks.
I could not have spit any more than that.
10-inch breadsticks or cheese sticks?
Cheese sticks. Cheese sticks.
Boom. Lots of Papa John's swag. Cody will have all your show stuff that you want, some stickers.
I'll bring some stuff.
I got to steal the credit card, I think, from Jen Wells and order some new stickers. We're getting low on our show fam stickers, and those are important. Those do a lot of lifting for us, so I got to get a lot of those ordered. But we will be there. I'm not working it. Don't even look at me or talk to me.
Don't you
dare. I'm going to get pizza, and
he's
I'm out.
In and out.
I'm incognito tomorrow.
In and out.
No eye contact. No reference to me.
He'll hit you.
I'll start swinging.
At $5? At that price point?
At that price point? He can hit. He can hit at that price point. How do you feel about Prime Air, the Amazon Air delivery service potentially coming to Clay? You see that? The drones?
I want to, just because it's, I think, for technology's sake.
Yeah.
Ooh, how you doing? I think it'd be cool to see them. I want to see how this works. I mean, I'm indifferent, though. I don't really care.
I don't think it impacts, I know it doesn't impact either of us, because you have to be within 7.5 miles of the clay distribution center.
But I mean, usually when you're like, oh, I don't want to be taking jobs.
This wasn't a job.
But, well, if it can get a couple goddamn Amazon trucks off the road,
thank you.
Fine.
Thank you.
Okay, sorry about jobs or whatever. I don't want anybody to lose their job.
I don't know what kind of backlash we'll get from having this take.
Oh,
but there's too many Amazon trucks on the road. And I know it's our fault because we're using them and we're buying and we're shopping on Amazon.
It wouldn't even be so bad as if, but they are allowed or taught, it's not their fault, to drive as recklessly as possible. Pull over not in anybody's driveway, no matter how much of a backup it creates, mm-hmm. aka Velasco Road. That's the perfect spot on a giant hill that's gotten barely enough room for one car to just stop in the middle of the road because you're making deliveries, even though the driveways are wide open. But God forbid that would take 12 seconds for them to have to back out of someone's driveway.
And it might not even be their fault. It might be an Amazon higher up being like, we noticed that you pulled into a driveway and that took 3 seconds off your delivery time and that cost us 8 cents.
For how much that they put on those poor guys to, let's go. Like,
trust me, we're on your side, Amazon drivers.
Yes.
We're just saying that
The
pressure they're putting you under is you're having to pull over on busy roads. It's dangerous. There's too many trucks.
No, and now this is where I will put it on some of you.
Mm-hmm.
You're just stopping.
Yeah.
No turn signal, no like pump the hazards, and you're just boom, pulling over.
Right.
Because I got to make a delivery.
Right. Cousin Jay said, I love the ones that drive with the side door open because you know somebody in an office said, well, opening that door every time takes a lot of time. We could shave 13 seconds off the day if you don't do that. So
UPS
that's all it is.
UPS doesn't have doors.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's crazy.
The products would be able to be delivered to you within an hour. Prime Air, a delivery service that uses drones to deliver packages in speedier time frame that centers around convenience. That we are in the early stages of coming to Central New York. Public informational meeting was held last night. I don't know if anybody went to it.
Probably not.
Kelly in chat says she lives right by that center and she doesn't know how she'd feel about drones flying over her house all the time.
Might
That's what I'm thinking. Like,
get something cool dropped in your yard accidentally.
Yeah, right? And from what I've seen, and maybe I'm wrong, because again, I don't like to support Amazon, but it is kind of like, they do bring me stuff to my house. I'm an absolute hypocrite with Amazon. I hate Jeff Bezos, but I also use the hell out of his service.
No,
so.
It's convenient. It's just,
I wish they all got paid better.
The need that everybody has now we need it right now like that. Oh, you'd be able to get it within an hour.
Yeah, I know.
What are you needing within an hour that is so desperate that you're, like, how many moms that can't leave because they got three babies need diapers so bad that we need, you know what I mean? That we need 80 trucks.
I know.
Flying around at 100 miles an hour.
Like Hambone says, I have to choose my battles. I boycott what I boycott.
Yeah.
Amazon, I just can't because they're just, I'm out in the country. They're convenient for me. I can order things quick.
Yep.
I can still say F Jeff Bezos, but also I will use his service. But then I hadn't thought about that until Kelly suggested that. If you live right there by the center, is it all day?
It's going to be like like you feel up near in North Syracuse with planes flying overhead all day. You're going to have drones going all day.
Zoom, zoom, just zipping over your head all day.
Hopefully your dog doesn't care about stuff like that.
And I did see a video, I don't know if it was on Reddit or whatever, but they can only get so close to the ground. So, like, I think they have to drop the package 10 feet or something like that.
Oh, careful what you order.
So like
the old basketball rim down.
Yeah. Does it say like, hey, this is a fragile Fabergé egg. Please don't drop it.
But also what's crazy is that like,
I might be wrong about that number, but I did see a video where they're like, it can't come any closer than 10 feet.
But like we don't live in an area of like a desert or something where it's wide open spaces.
No,
like think
trees
of every neighborhood
buildings.
is trees and wires and like that's just I can't see how some of these are going to be able to get like set down in someone's yard.
That's why they're trying it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
It is not an option yet. It will charge, if you are a Prime customer and you want the drone delivery, it's an additional $5. So if you really need,
but see, like,
those condoms delivered,
really, like,
or whatever you would need in that short of a time.
I don't know. I'm sure that there are absolutely people that are like, no, this is perfect. I need this for my business.
The businesses that I think would benefit from this would be like mechanics.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you're
I
need this part and it can be here in an hour and they can drop it or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's one of those weird ones where. Yeah.
But it's also central New York. These are getting shot out of the sky. I don't know how to tell you that. People are shooting these drones out of the sky.
Well, that's why, luckily, it's just, let's say 7 miles or whatever around there. So they're not going up into Oswego County because, that's immediate.
No, it would do. We'd be picking those off and hanging them on our walls as trophies.
Or you're just, forget about the guy that's just angry about it right out the gate. You're going to get somebody that is eventually up there if it's like zipping by his house all damn day. I've had enough.
Yep. And just shooting a drone net at it or something.
Which, God knows that, it's probably going to end up being like the same as shooting at like a
Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
He's got a direct line to the White House. You're going to federal prison for that.
Yes, that's what I mean. It's going to be the same as like shooting a helicopter with a government agent in it.
You just took down a Black Hawk helicopter. Yes. You're going to jail for the rest of your life.
You're drone with nobody.
9 K-Rock.
Goats are just the best. Goats, I want to say goats are like farm dogs, but dogs are like farm dogs. So I guess goats are just like goats.
You're preaching to the choir. I've always been a big old fan of goats. I love me a goat.
So a terrible tornado ripped through Oklahoma last week. And people were looking for survivors. They're going through the wreckage, and they see on a big pile of stuff just two goats.
Oh yeah,
standing there,
standing.
You're standing on the pile, all the rubble, and the crews go over to the rubble, start digging. They find the survivors. The owners of the goats were buried under the rubble.
Wow, were they really dead?
No, they're there. Oh, they rescued them.
There was glass shattering. We could hear bricks falling, and our cellar door dented in, and we just knew that it was bricks that had fallen from the wall. But I looked into our backyard and saw both of our goats, Percy and Penny,
and
was very overwhelmed that they survived. And he says, when we came around the back of the house, your goats were standing on the pile of bricks, and we were pretty sure that's probably where the cellar was.
So like the cellar doors, you know, that you walk in, that was covered in bricks?
And they were like, where are you guys? I know you're down there. Come out.
And of course, goats would survive a tornado.
Yeah, they're probably like, what?
What is this?
Duck their head down a little bit. They're good.
I'm fine.
We're good.
We will play some hockey.
Hey.
Hurricanes at Flyers.
Get out of the nitty gritty. All these games, though. There aren't many teams left.
Cody is the Hurricane. I am the Flyers. Gaming stream powered by Eden Gardens, coming very soon to the north side of Syracuse, and Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. He's got 400 new vehicles headed for the lots. He's restocking for June.
Let's go.
You are buying from Ryan, coming up very soon. Locations all over central New York and now open in Rome. Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. 90s and 9.
Let's get it.
Kicking off with a band you'll see in a little over a week, my friends.
Oh.
Big Wreck. It's the Oaf. Keep it locked. It's K-Rock.